by the message.
Being afraid. The water is troubled. Come on, I said the water is troubled. Now, in the economy, they may tell you, don't do this, don't do that. But I'm telling you, the water is troubled. It's time for you to break out. It's time for you to get bold with God. It's time for you to branch out. It's time for you to take some risk. Help me, Holy Ghost. See, some of us ain't going to move an inch. But you are missing. You are missing. That man that was at the pool of Bethesda was there 38 years. Come on, ain't nobody to put me in. You better roll over in there. You get so close, soon as you see it, you can't move, but as soon as you see it, start the trouble, just... Tell somebody, iron is hot. You see, let me tell you something. It's indolent habits that cause unbelief. When you're lazy in your thinking, or when you're lazy with doing, you know, you just want all me time. No, you're on God's time. It's indolent habits that cause unbelief, that cause fear. But see, it's hard for the devil to hit a moving target. And I don't mean that we're so busy we don't give God time. No, other times you need to stand still in the presence of God and get still before God. But once you see out of that throne room, you go to the upper room. Amen. And when you come out the upper room, you're ready to witness now. You're ready to get busy. Amen. Tell somebody, stop being lazy. You stop being lazy and you'll find that unbelief leaves your life. See, there's a phrase I'm coining. God will give you strength for conflict, but he will not give you a discharge from the war. See, people wanted to check out. No, God said, no, you signed up, you've been drafted, you're in this battle. I'm not giving you a discharge. You might need a little rest, but I'm going to give you rest, but then I'm going to give you strength for the conflict. See, you might have to face something tomorrow. You don't know how you're going to face it. You might not feel the strength right now. But see, when the conflict comes, God's going to give you strength for the conflict. No discharge. Tell somebody, no discharge. No way out. You can't go AWOL. You're in this battle, and there are times where bullets are flying, where stuff is rough, things are hot, things seem like you're about to lose, but God says, no, I'm going to give you strength for the conflict. In other words, I'm going to give you what you need to overcome. Every time you'll overcome. But see, I know all of us, at some point in time, there are times where we want to just like throw in the towel. But God told me one morning, no, I'm giving you strength for the conflict. You ain't discharged. No, you can't change in midstream. No, you can't go back and say, Lord, I made a mistake. No, ain't no mistake here. Get back to work. Get busy. Because see, it's as you go. Remember those lepers that were healed? Or Jesus spoke healing over them. Said, go and show yourselves to the priests. And as they begin to go, the Bible says, as they moved, they were healed. Huh? I said, as they moved, they were healed. Tell somebody, get moving. You'll be amazed at what awaits you when you start moving. There's some stuff floating around you right now. I said, it's floating around you right now. Come here, Matthias, again. Come here. Stand right down there. You have already prayed. Move a little further and face me. Move out that way and face me. You've already prayed. Some of us are like Rhoda and the gang. Peter was put in prison. All night prayer went up. I know God answers prayer. The prayer was answered. Peter came, knocked on the door. She looked out. She was excited. But she went and told the old saints, you know, the prayer warriors, the mothers, you know, the ones in the church been around a long time. I'm not talking about y'all here. I'm talking about in the book of Acts. And she said, Peter's at the door. He said, oh, no, that's probably his spirit. Keep on praying for him. Tell somebody, no more church as usual. You see, when they prayed, God released the answer. the angel. See, you've prayed. And what you've prayed is floating around you. It's around you right now. It ain't somewhere far away. It's right here. Tell somebody it's right here, right now. I want you prophetically to lift up your hand right now and pull it into you. Come on, pull it into you right now. God says, the moment you prayed, your words were heard. And the angel said, I am come for your words. I'm here. He's here for you, and he's got your answer. He's got your breakthrough. Amen. I say he's got your breakthrough right there. It's right here with you. The moment you prayed. But you have to have and maintain an eternal perspective. You can sit down. My covenant is with you and your children and their children. My word will stay in your mouth. That has meaning. That doesn't mean just you quoting verses of scripture. Give me Isaiah 51:16. Isaiah 51:16. The word of the Lord says, I have put my words in your mouth. Tell someone beside you, the word is in your mouth. Tell someone else, the word is in your mouth. And when we talk about the word being in your mouth, it doesn't necessarily mean that you know a bunch of verses of scripture. You may know verses of scripture, and that's good. That's okay. That's a good thing to know, to memorize or to have it in your heart. There are certain things you should memorize. But beyond just knowing the verses of scripture, there's a principle, there's a frequency that's to flow from you. Amen. You know, when you listen to a child of God talk versus someone in the world talk, there's a difference. Amen. Where their heart is, where their mind is set, the spirit by which they speak is different from someone in the world. Someone whose spirit is closed to God. Someone that doesn't know God. Amen. So he says, I have put my word in your mouth. And I have covered you with the shadow of my hand. Why is that? I've covered you with the shadow of my hand. See, God didn't put his word in your mouth just so you can go around, you know, trying to show people how much Bible you can quote. No, he says it's for a reason. I put my word in your mouth, and I've covered you in my shadow with the shadow of my hand. In other words, my word is in your mouth. Don't be afraid. Don't have or maintain a persecution mentality. You get so with God that you know, oh, what the devil going to do now? Or, you know, I know the devil going to get busy. Every time I do, the devil tries. Well, forget about him. He don't have any authority over you. God says, I put my word in your mouth, and I've covered you under the shadow of my hand. In other words, you're under my hand. I got my hand on you. Do you know, even if the enemy comes at you with a piercing fight or something that pierces your spirit, you know why God will allow a piercing there? It's to reach the deep corruption that's in you. That's the only reason. If there's something real deep that has to be gotten to in your life, then there are times where God will allow something to be. But see, it won't be to harm you. The Lord says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper against you. In other words, if I allow that, it's to get at something in you in order to get it out of you. But even then, what the devil meant for evil, God says, I'm using it for good. Because see, if there ain't nothing in you like that, then he can't come at you like that. But if there is, I'm going to allow it from time to time in measure in order to purify you. Don't you know that's why the Lord has suffered him to be around, to hang around? That's the only reason why he's here, is to push you toward Jesus. He has no authority. Amen. I said he has no authority. When it comes to the church, get that verse back up. Why did he do it? He said, that I may plant the heavens and lay the foundations of the earth, and say unto Zion, thou art my people, that I may plant the heavens. The word is in your mouth for God to arrange and order the heavenly realm. He says, I put my word in your mouth. You're the one with authority on the earth. When God created man, if we go back to the beginning, he said, let us make the man in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion on the earth. People ask, well, if God is in control, why does he allow the earth to become? No, man has caused the earth to become like it is. Man is behind that. God's given us authority. Too many give their authority to the enemy. Amen. When he's given us authority to take dominion. Now, so he can plant the heavens and establish the earth. Go with me to Isaiah chapter 60. Isaiah 60. The light of his glory. Something sovereign. Sovereign. That means of God. Not something you manipulate, orchestrate, pray up on, fast till it happens, pray until something happens. No, we pray, we fast, we do all those things, but something sovereign is coming towards you and is closer than it was yesterday. I said it's closer than it was yesterday. You know, when they're talking about that light coming, that's billions and billions and billions and billions of light years. You know, a light year is traveling at the speed of light for a year. And you're talking billions upon billions of years. The light is coming. Amen. Isaiah 60, verse 1. Arise, shine, for thy light is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Give me that next verse. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. We are a peculiar people. We are a called out people. And though we see darkness upon the face of the earth, and it shall get darker, and gross darkness shall be upon the people. Darkness means ignorance or lack or absence of light. Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.